John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10. If you have your Bible, I hope you do. Verse number 11. The Bible says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. I won't preach tonight, if God be my help, just a few minutes on this thought. Jesus gave Himself. The greatest gift that we ever have or ever would have is the Lord Jesus Christ. He came and He gave Himself for sinners. The Bible says that He is that good shepherd. Ain't you glad you've got a good shepherd? A good shepherd is a shepherd that cares for the sheep. He cares all about the sheep. Amen. He cares about their well-being. He cares about them being fed. He cares about them being taken care of. But most importantly, the good shepherd cares that the sheep feel loved. Amen. The good shepherd will love his sheep. He will care for his sheep and he'll raise his sheep. He said a hireling doesn't care about the sheep. They're just out to get what they can. And said they scatter the sheep and they never draw together. But the Lord, the good shepherd, said he knows his sheep. And he said his sheep know him. I'm glad I know the shepherd tonight, ain't you? I'm glad I know the good shepherd, which is Jesus Christ, my Savior. I know that He saved my soul from the devil's hell when I asked Him to forgive me of my sins. And He put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God. And He walks with me and talks with me. And He leads me and guides me and shows me the things that He'd have me to see. Now, a fella told me a while back, he said, well, I just don't understand all that, Pastor Jeff. He said how that you and other people said, to how God can speak to you and how He talks to you and how He walks with you and leads you. He said, I just don't see that. I don't understand it. I said, He doesn't do it in a physical way like you're thinking. He said, but the volume of the book, it's written of Him. Praise God. And He walks with me and He talks with me. And every time I need a little something to Him, praise God, I can pull out this blessed old book and open it up, and He begins to speak to my soul. He begins to give me that, praise God, that He'd have me to have, because Jesus gave Himself to me. Amen. He gave Himself for me. I'm so glad it's that way. But you see, the Lord has a lot of opposition tonight. It seems like He's opposition on every hand. It isn't nothing new. The opposition was there from the beginning, and the opposition be there to the end. But I'm glad that all the way in between is a Savior who gave Himself. Amen. We see the opposition of the devil. The devil himself come to the Lord Jesus Christ when he was tempted in the wilderness, praise God, and come and try to dissuade him. That's what he does, by the way. He tries to dissuade us and keep us from thinking about the truth. Now, Pilate asked Jesus, he said, what is true? And didn't know it, and he was standing there looking at him between beak and bill, which is Jesus Christ, Lord. He is truth, absolutely. Amen. Praise God. But the devil come to Jesus in Matthew chapter number 4, in verse number 1, the Bible says, Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. So what the devil tried to do, praise God, Jesus gave himself, and he always has, and he always will give himself. But the devil came along, and Brother Junior, he tried to get Jesus to serve himself. Amen. The devil said, hey, listen, why don't you just serve yourself? Why don't you just take care of yourself? Why don't you quit, not worry about anything else? He said, just serve yourself. Amen. To satisfy yourself, to satisfy the flesh, if you will. The devil came along. That's what the opposition does. It comes along all the time and it says, hey, listen, why don't you just serve yourself? You know what's wrong with America today? You know what's wrong with the churches today? We've got a self-serving attitude. Amen. We forgot about serving others. We forgot about helping others. We forgot about communicating the gospel to a lost and a dying world. We've come to the place, I hate to say it, but we say, my four, no more. Amen. We're satisfied with the status quo. Amen. And the devil comes and he told Jesus, he said, just serve yourself. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, command these stones that they be made bread. Because Jesus was 40 days and 4 nights without eating. And the Bible said he was hungry. Amen. Now, Jesus was 100% God, but he was also 100% man. So you go 40 days without eating and drinking, praise God, you'd be hungry too. Amen. And the devil, have you ever noticed the devil always hits you when it seems like you're at your weakest? Oh, when you're strong, you're on the mountain, praise God, it don't seem like the devil bothers you much up there. But you get to having difficulties, you get to having financial problems, you get to having physical problems. He said, the devil will assail you, and he'll say, hey, why don't you just don't worry about anything, just serve yourself. Amen? That's what he does. He says, just serve yourself. Yeah, take care of yourself. Fend for yourself. And today we have a world that's offending for themselves. They forgot about the morality of a world. Amen. Praise God. Listen, we say, well, you know what we need? We need more morals in the world. But I want to say that you can't have morals without conviction. Amen. We've got to have conviction, praise God, in order to be moral people. Praise the Lord. And we get the morals and the conviction from the Word of God, from the truth of the Word. He said that we should love our neighbor as ourselves. Praise God. To supersede that, he said, further on, he said, you love their neighbor as I have loved you. He said, a selfless love, a godly love. Praise God, an agape love, a great, mighty, godly love is what we need to show for it. Jesus Christ gave himself. He loved us with that kind of love. Amen. Amen. God help us, church. We need to love again. Amen. We need to love one another. We need to love the church. We need to love our fellow man. Praise God. Most of all, we need to learn to love Jesus Christ supremely. I told you before, we can't have relationships in this country, in this world that we live in, till we learn to love God. And we learn to love God. And we learn to love God's Son. And we learn to love God's Holy Spirit and God Almighty. Praise God to move upon our hearts. And then and then only can we love one another. Amen. Praise God. You start to see other people, praise the Lord, in a different aspect when you see them in love. Amen. But the opposition was there. A self-serving opposition. Said, just fend for yourself. Take care of yourself. Don't worry about nobody else. Amen. You see, that's okay, I guess, if you think so. But we have to think about further down the road. I told somebody, even today, I said, you got to be careful as we're going through this life that we don't burn our bridges, because someday you might need to recross them. Amen. You might need to back. You might need to retrace your steps. You might need to retrace your thinking. So we don't want to burn our bridges as we go through life. Amen. Praise God. We want to love and we want to have a respect for our fellow man. Not be self-serving, but serving others and loving others, praise God, even as we love ourselves. Amen. Praise God. I've never knew anybody that didn't like themselves. Amen. I like myself pretty good. Amen. But praise God, I love my Lord Jesus Christ. He is my Lord and Savior, and I appreciate Him. I don't want to be self-serving. I want to be Christ-serving. I want to lift up the precious name of Jesus, praise God, and give Him glory for all that He does. But opposition said, just take care of yourself. Just look out for yourself and let others fend for themselves. Amen. That might be okay, but praise God, someday you might need some help also. Amen. Someday we may need some help along this way. And boy, wouldn't it be nice if somebody that you'd helped would come alongside you and say, you know what, I remember a day. Amen. Have you ever been there? Have you ever done that? Praise God. It comes back. It pays back, praise God, to love others, praise the Lord, not to be self-serving. But not only did that was opposition say, well, you know, just be self-serving. Just take care of yourself and don't worry about others. But it also might be self-pitying. To have pity on somebody, self-pity. In Matthew chapter number 16, remember when Jesus was talking to Peter? Jesus was talking to Peter. And he was telling him about the things that must come to pass. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 21, Bible says, and from that time forth began Jesus to showing unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things, the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again on the third day. And now watch this. And then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto him, unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of man. Peter said, listen, he said, have a little pity. Lord, have a little pity on yourself. Amen. This can't be what you're telling us. It cannot come to pass. If it hadn't come to pass, we'd all be in hell. Amen. If it hadn't come to pass, none of us would have any hope. But he said, hey, have a little pity. Self-pity is one of the greatest things. If we ain't careful, we get caught up in our own little pity parties. Amen. Hey, now listen, this is shouting words tonight. We're going to be a shouting, praise God, because we're not who we used to be. Amen. Praise God. He said, well, preacher, I ain't really got past all the self-pity stuff and all the self-serving stuff. I'm still kind of teetered on the edge of all of that. I ain't got past all that stuff. But praise God. Hey, listen, I want to say, with the help of God, one day we'll be far beyond that, and we'll be shouting and praising God, and we'll be giving Him glory for where He brought us from. Praise God. We're not self-centered, praise God, and we're not full of pity for ourselves, but praise God, we're loving and worshiping God and loving each other and encouraging each other and not saying, oh, poor, poor, pitiful me, but glory, hallelujah. Bless my soul. Amen. I thank God for what I feel down in me now. You know what's a missing most of the fundamental independent Bible believing churches today is that satisfaction of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and a free pardon of sin. Amen. We get caught up and we think we got to keep going the way we've always went. Amen. Let me just give you a piece of advice. Just go to Jesus' way. Amen. Just submit and commit to Him and say, Lord, here I am. Amen. It might not be an easy road. Oh, Isaiah done that. He said, here am I, send me, and the Lord did. And a few years down the road, Isaiah said, Lord, I've been preaching this bunch of rebels for years. How long, Lord? And the Lord said, He said, till the world is without habitation, Isaiah. He said, just keep preaching and keep telling it and keep lifting up the gospel, the good news of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it'll be all right. And He said, and at the end, praise the Lord, there'll be a remnant. Amen. Praise God, if we go out of here and take two or three with us, glory be to God. That ought to be our goal today. Not be caught up in self-pity. But Peter was like, Lord, you ought to have some pity on yourself, praise God. Hey, let's just not go there. Don't even talk about going down that road. Don't talk about going that route. Hey, he said, listen, Peter, you don't know what you're talking about. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. This is the way I've got to go for the salvation. Man. He said, I'm here to do the will of my Father. Amen. He said, I'm not here to please man. He said, I'm not here to please you. He said, I'm here to please my Father, my Heavenly Father. Glory, hallelujah. If we get to the point of magnifying, giving God glory for who we are as a child of God, we'd forget about the self-pity. Amen. We quit having our pity parties. We quit pitying ourselves, praise God, and we'd get to thinking about others. Amen. We'd start trying to lift them up. We'd start feeling, praise God. Hey, listen, I used to be down here and I was about as low as a snail's belly, praise God. Like old Brother Robert said, I felt lower than the worm under the barrel. But praise God, when Jesus come to me, he come down further than I could ever reach up. Reached down, got a hold of me, brought me up out of there. And now there's something stirring down in my soul. There's a life and an expectancy, praise God, that I never had before. Amen. We ought to pray, God, kindle that fire in us so we take it out in the lost, the dying world, and compel them to come in.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So get so excited down at the house of God, people. You know what? You know what stirs revival? When you and I get so excited about what's going on at the house of God, the people won't come see it.
Amen.
They say, what's going on down there? That preacher's lost his mind. The congregation's lost their mind. Sister so-and-so's got to shout and praise her and raise her handkerchief in the air. What's going on down there? And somebody said, you ought to just come down here and see. God Almighty's a marching through that place. The Holy Ghost of God's real like he used to be. Let me just tell you something. He ain't ever changed. Amen. If anybody changed, if anybody drew back, it's me and you. It ain't him. Amen. My Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. Amen. If we got cold and indifference, it's us. It ain't him. Hey, praise God. He still loves us. He still cares for us. Praise be to God. Glory, hallelujah. Hey, we ought to be no pity on us, upon him, praise God. We ought to pity ourselves. Because we ain't where we used to be, but we don't have to be pitying nothing, praise God. We can just get out and shout and praise God and give him glory for everything that he's doing. Amen. I tell you what, I don't know about you, I'm looking for a revival. I'm looking for a stirring of God's people. Amen. A little here and a little there, praise God. One day they're going to come together and just like them atoms that talk about up there in space, they're going to collide together and boom! Amen, it'll get on. Hey, praise God, old brother Dean will get excited. You won't be able to see him for about a week. You'll be like, woo! Amen. Get up in the Lord, praise God, and God get up in him, and something go off inside him, praise the Lord, and he get to shouting and praising, giving God glory the way it's supposed to be. Amen. We get excited now. Now listen to me. I don't know why I'm going this direction. It's all around the mind of the Lord. We get excited about the Lord, and we won't make a move because we think what somebody might say. It's what somebody might think. I'll tell you what they might say. I'll tell you what they might think. They might think, praise God, you got the Holy Ghost of God all over you, and you just can't help it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, that's the way it ought to be. We're to come get so full of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It don't matter what people think. Praise God. We're just here to worship the Lord in spirit and truth, to lift him up, magnify him, because he is the God of glory. He's our great high priest. Praise God. He's our Lord and our Savior. He's King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. He's altogether beautiful. He's altogether lovely. He's the great I am glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He just keeps getting bigger and better.
Amen.
Praise God. It's like a Hubble telescope. Brother Robert, I get to look at his word. I get to see him bigger and bigger every day. Amen. Until one day we'll see him face to face. Praise be to God. Stand in the presence of a thrice holy God. Can you imagine? Praise God, little old you and little old me. The Bible says in Psalm 24, praise God, one of these days he'll usher us up to that gate. He'll say, open wide your gates, your everlasting doors, at the King of Glory come in. He'll say, who is that King of Glory? Amen. And the Lord God of heaven, he'll spread out his arms, Lord Jesus, and he'll say, the Lord of hosts, he is the King of Glory. Amen. He'll throw him arm rope wide and he'll encircle every one of his born again children. Glory. Hallelujah. And usher us into glory. Amen. Can you imagine the scene? Amen. Gatekeep gives out a holler. Says, it's the King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory? It's the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
And all the angels in glory, heaven itself, praise God, stands in attention as the King of Glory marches in with his, praise God, a throne from, praise God, coming through the universe. Amen. marching in the portals of glory, gathering around that great white throne. Amen. Where He presents us to the Father. Praise God. He'll say, "Here they are, Father." Praise God. "All that You give me. And I ain't lost one." He said, "You can count them if you want to." Amen. "He lost the one. All that You give me, praise God, I've kept them." Lord, hallelujah. Why should He pity Himself? He knew where He was going. For the pride that was set before Him. For the joy, for the love, for the help that was set before Him. He endured the shame. Endured the cross. Praise God. But those was those that that said, "Hey, listen, just serve yourself." Those are those that say, just pity yourself. Bless your heart. I can't believe you're having to go through all this. But then those was those others of His family, even of Jesus' family, His own family, praise God. And they said, "Hey, listen, if you are who you are, just show yourself. And we'll all believe." Amen. A whole lot of folks today said, if you could just convince us of this Jesus that you got, then we'll believe. Look at John chapter number 7. John chapter number 7, verses 1 through 5. Listen to what He says. He said, "After these days, Jesus walked in Galilee, for He would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill Him." Of course, it wasn't His time. He said, "Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand, and His brethren, therefore, said unto Him, 'Depart thence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world.'" But now watch this, verse number 5. "For neither did his brethren believe in him." Everybody's always wanting to see a sign. "Well, if God just show me a sign, if God just do this, or God," we're all the time trying to make deals with God. God, praise God, He's not a deal maker. Amen? He's the God of glory, praise God. He said, "If thou wilt do these things, if we'll show these things," they was doubt. You know, God can't help people that's got doubt in their mind. He got doubt in their hearts. Praise God. We have to believe that He is. And He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Praise God. Amen. It's impossible, the Bible says, to please Him without that. But we have to believe that He is. But the unsaved, those individuals, relatives, He said, "Just show yourself and it suffices. If you'll just show yourself," He said, there's nothing that needs to be hid. There's nothing that needs to be done in secret. He wasn't doing nothing in secret. Praise God. Everything He was doing is open. He told the Pharisees, praise God, the Sadducees. He said, "Here, I've done these things openly." He said, "I never hid anything from you." Praise God. He said, "I've done it. The Word of God, it's open to us so we can see the Lord Jesus Christ, so we can recognize who He is, so we can believe on Him and be saved." Praise God. To trust in Him, to rely on Him, to adhere to Him, to believe. Amen. To the saving of the soul. Praise God. He said, but His own relatives said, "Hey, listen, you're going to have to show us something or we're not going to believe." They said they didn't believe. They were unbelievers. Amen. There's a whole lot, listen to me, there's a whole lot of our people today that they say they're believers because they got head knowledge. Amen. Whole lot of people you meet, they've got a head knowledge. They know who Jesus is. The Bible says the demons of hell, devils know and tremble, but they're not saved. Amen. A head knowledge won't save you. It takes a heart knowledge. We have to believe that we're sinners and that Jesus came to save sinners. And that He died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And the third day, praise God, God said He rose again. Victorious over death and the grave. Praise God. That's victory, praise the Lord. We can shout it out. But they said, "We need to see it to believe it. If thou do those things..." Amen. We can see Him just one more time. I wonder how many times He'd have to show us before. I wonder how many He'd have to show them before they'd believe. If they don't believe Him the first time, they sure not going to believe it the second or third. Amen. Unsaved relatives. Amen. Show yourself. And then there's a crowd. Then there's that crowd at Calvary. That crowd at Calvary said, "That said, save yourself." Said, "If you be the Christ, if you be the Son of God, save yourself." Look at Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, verse 38. He said, "There were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads." Yep, thought he was something, but look at him now. He's a hanging on a cross, crucified just like him old thieves. Yep, thought he was somebody, but look at him now. Amen. Ain't that the way the world does? Wouldn't offer to help, wouldn't offer a prayer, wouldn't offer anything, praise God, but ridicule. He said, "And saying, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priests mocking him, and the scribes and elders said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him." Oh, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. "He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God." And he said, "And thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth." In his teeth, just one of them. The other one didn't. Amen. He said, they said, the crowd cried out. He said, "Hey, if you're the Son of God, amen, save yourself and we'll believe. Save yourself." Kind of the same words that the devil was saying. Serve yourself. Kind of the same words that Peter was saying. Sir, he said, pity yourself. Amen. Same kind of words the family was saying. Show yourself. Amen. Do something. Praise God, he was doing the greatest thing any human being could ever do. He died for the sins of the world. Jesus was dying. Amen. For the sins of the world, for your sins and mine. But in all this, Jesus was death. He was deaf to all of those appeals of all those people. Amen. Some said, "Serve yourself." Some said, "Pity yourself." Some said, "Show yourself." And some said, "Save yourself." But Jesus Christ come for one purpose only, but to do the will of the Father and save old sinners like us. Amen. Amen. To save old sinners like us. Hey, he would tell us in 1 Timothy chapter number 2. 1 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 5. He said, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." They were saying, "Serve yourself, pity yourself. Show yourself." Amen. Save yourself. Praise God. But Jesus said, "I'm going to give myself." Amen. I'm going to give myself a sacrifice, a ransom for all. He said, "I'm going to pay the price for all of your sinners." Amen. He's on the auction block of sin, going once, going twice. And Jesus stepped up and said, "I'll take them, every one." Amen. He became a ransom, the price for our sins. Praise His holy name. The Bible says in Titus chapter number 2, verse number 13. He said, looking for that blessed hope. Now watch, it's a blessed hope. Amen. Looking for that blessed hope. Who is that? That's Jesus. And the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now watch this, verse 14. Who gave Himself for us. Gave Himself for us, for you and me. That he might redeem us from all iniquity. That's where He paid that ransom. In that first verse. Amen. The ransom was paid for us from all iniquity. That's our sinfulness. And to purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good work. You know what good works are? That's doing what God says is right. Amen. It's never wrong to do right. And it's time to do right now. Amen. make a difference, praise God. Jesus gave himself a ransom, praise God, to redeem us all, or from all iniquity, to buy us out, praise God. Galatians chapter number 1. You say, what did he do it for? Because he was going to deliver us. Do you know we have a delivering God? Galatians chapter number 1, verse number 3. The Bible says, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, grace and peace. Where does it come from? It comes from God. Now, I've told you many, many times, I've told everywhere I go, people try to be happy all the time. Happiness depends on what happens. You can be happy right now and sad in a minute. You can be happy right now, Brother Robin, be sad before you get home. By the time Susie clubs you over the head or you said something you shouldn't have, then you're not happy no more. Amen? Happiness, it can change in a moment, in a thought. Joy comes from the Lord. Amen. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch this, number 4. Verse number 4. Who gave himself for our sins. Why did he do that? Why would anybody give themselves for your sins? He tells us. That he might deliver us from this present evil world. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Sounds like he knew what he's talking about. He must have been living in January 2023. Amen. Wickedness all around. He said, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. Thank God that he sent his Son to die for our sins. Praise God. Amen. Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Why did he do it? To deliver, offer us deliverance. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? Let me just say this. We don't have to live like the world. The Bible says we're in the world, but we're not of this world. Amen. Our conversation, our manner of living should be in heaven. We should be living heavenwardly. Amen. Expecting till the Lord comes. So we see a deliverance. But in Ephesians chapter number 5, we see an offering and a sacrifice. Ephesians chapter number 5, verse 1 and 2. He said, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. Now we're going all the way back to the beginning. Not self-serving, but serving others, loving others. He said, and hath given himself. Who did Christ give? Himself. He gave himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. A Savior that's pleasing to God the Father. Amen. When he offered himself, Jesus offered himself a sacrifice. He was that sacrifice. That's why I told you that when he told them shepherd boys, he said, hey, listen, today there's a Savior born, which is Christ the Lord. He said, you'll find him wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And they looked at each other and they looked around when the angels departed and they said, let's go see this sight. Amen. They didn't have to run around town trying to figure out where he was because they knew where the swaddling clothes were. And they knew where the manger was because that was the birthing place of those little sacrificial lambs. Amen. Migdal Edar, praise God, where the little sacrificial lambs would be birthed and born. And they would take them little lambs and they'd wrap them up in those swaddling clothes so that they couldn't hurt themselves because they had any kind of blemish, any kind of flaw. They weren't worthy to be offered. And they said, hey, listen, this is where you'll find him. We'll be wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. Praise God, they beat it up there to where he was, and they found the Lord Jesus just exactly. Praise God. The Lamb of God. Praise God, an offering and a sacrifice to God the Father. Amen. Jesus gave himself as an offering and a sacrifice for me and you. He became sin. He who knew no sin became sin for us. took our sin upon Him on the cross of Calvary and died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Amen. According to the Scriptures. Didn't stay dead. Amen. Joseph Arimathea, he borrowed his grave. He said, I just need it for about 3 days. Amen. He said, fresh dug. Praise, ain't nobody ever laid in it. He said, that'd be all right. Praise God, when I get done, it'll be just like nobody ever laid in it either, because I'm just going to be there for 3 days. Ain't going to be no putrefying, no rotting going on in there. Amen. Praise God. That, you know, when Jesus went to Lazarus, Lazarus said, he'd been dead 4 days. By now he begins to stink. That's how long it takes you for you. The Bible's pretty accurate. It takes you about 4 days before you really start to stink. Amen. Start to rot and decay. Amen. But Jesus never went into that because he wasn't holding to it, praise God, because he had never committed sin. The sting of death is sin. Amen. But he who knew no sin, praise God, died for the sins of the world, shed his blood for me and you. But in that third day, praise God, he got up. What happened? Jesus gave himself. Just like he said, I lay down my life for my sheep. He laid down his life for me and you. Little sheep. Isn't it amazing how he refers to God's little young'uns as sheep? Amen. Docile. Man, kind of dumb. Amen. Don't know what to do, where to go or how to get there without somebody to show us. Amen. I'm just one of his little sheep. I'm apt to go astray, praise God. But if it wasn't for Lord Jesus Christ, just guide me and lead me and put me away. And he said, oh, wait a minute. Amen. Holy Spirit speaks to my heart. Holy Ghost conviction. He says, you can't go that way. Amen. He said, there's a narrow road. He says, broad road, many go in there at. Praise God, there's a narrow road. He said, that's where God wants us to walk on. He said, he'll help us walk in it. Why? Because he gave himself so that we could walk that narrow walk. Talk that narrow talk. Live that narrow way. In Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise God. The opposition's everywhere. But amen, our Savior is bigger than the opposition. Amen. Amen.